USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
That's U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki yesterday. Ryan saying at a morning news briefing on Capitol Hill,
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values. And I think that should be made very, very clear.
Ryan saying he's concerned that Trump would side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, which have said that Russia did meddle in the 2016 election. But Ryan stopped short of saying that Trump's comments were treasonous, as some other critics have said in recent hours. After recent claims Hamas and Israel had reached a ceasefire, there are now violent protests breaking out again along the Israel-Gaza border. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. So why am I currently skipping stones with four locals and one grizzly bear outside this Riverside Lodge in Portland? Because Hotels.com lets me do me. And because, honestly, the bear just kind of joined in, and now we're afraid that if we stop, he'll get angry. He can smell our fear. Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Just hours ago, Houston's police chief Art Acevedo said of a suspected Houston-area serial killer before he was captured,
"We are convinced that he has absolutely no regard for the sanctity of life."
Now comes word that that possible serial killer has been captured. The Harris County Sheriff's Office saying Jose Rodriguez was found by deputies driving through Houston this morning and was arrested, though details of the arrest have not been released. He's a registered sex offender and a suspect in Saturday's murder of a 28-year-old worker at a mattress firm in Houston, as well as yesterday's killing of a worker at a mattress store in North Houston. He's also the suspect in the killing of a 62-year-old woman last Friday at her home in Cypress. Amazon says most of its Prime Day customers should now be able to shop around successfully. There were glitches yesterday, with some reporting seeing an error page, and others couldn't get past Amazon's Shop All Deals page. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1-ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Threats of wildfires still likely to increase around Northern California as the temperatures there continue to climb. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings now in effect at least through the end of tomorrow for much of Northern California, the area already seeing some of the worst fires this season, including the county fire, which has burned over 90,000 acres before it was finally contained, and near the Oregon border, the Klamathan is nearly contained, but it's still burned over 38,000 acres. And a little further south near Yosemite National Park, the Ferguson fire continues to grow. It's burned over 13,000 acres since it started last Friday. A number of celebrities have certainly obtained fame and also fortune. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Forbes has released its list of the world's highest-paid celebrities. Floyd Mayweather is at the top of the list, followed by George Clooney, Kylie Jenner, Judy Shenlin, Dwayne Rock Johnson, U2, and Coldplay. The world's 100 top-earning entertainers pulled in a combined $6.3 billion in pre-tax over the past 12 months. That's up 22% from last year. 11 superstars crossed the $100 million threshold, more than double the number from the last 2 years combined.
And baseball's biggest stars from the American and National Leagues are going to square off tonight in the annual Major League Baseball All-Star Game. It's being played this year at Nationals Park in the nation's capital. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.